Okay, let's learn. We're up to Perek Yud Ches Mishnah Vav. Mita Shehayu Sotmei Midras. A Mita that was Shehayu Sotmei Midras. Nishbra Arucha V'Tikna Tmei Midras. Okay, so we have a bed that was Tmei Midras, and it broke Arucha, like we learned. Okay, picture 559. We have a beautiful bed, and it broke. The Arucha broke. Look at that, the Arucha, the long post, it broke. Okay, look at the caption. Nishbra raka kaira harucha, the long kaira, aval hakiraim, the legs. Kulon shleimois and chubarois, vikevon shakain, bein lutanakama, bein ramitchemia. Adain tsura samito, medes arezu tmev, afilu kodim shetekna. So since everything is in place, vitikna, vitwimu vitikna, vikevon shakain, bein lutanakama, bein ramitchemia. Adayin tsiras hamita in medes v'harezu tmei v'afilu kodim shetekna. Even before you misaknet the tikna. So why does it say that in the Mishnah v'tikna? How is he reading v'tikna? Let's see the Rav. V'tikna. V'tikna adayin in medes v'tumasa kevon the kaima. What's that word over here? Shineha.
It's funny. The guy who said that to you, I think, is
Baita. So we have over here a mita shachaisa tmei midras shenishpa arucha v'tikna tmei midras. V'tikna wasn't even tikna. V'tikna over here means a dain a medes betumasa kevon the kaima shanecha. I don't know what the word shanecha. I don't know what the word is. I have no idea what that word is. But basically, over here it says according to the picture, the bed here, this bed, one of the bars is missing. It's still tamei because this is good enough. You have four legs, four kira'ayim, and you have an arucha, and two kitzaros. That's good enough. It maintains its degree of tumah. Mita shoysa tmei midras, nishpa arucha, v'tikna tmei midras. Okay, vaita. Let's say nishpura, that's the word, shenia v'tikna. Let's say the second one broke, the second arucha broke. Okay, so the other one also broke, shenia means the second one, then v'tikna. Then tohara min hamidras, and you fixed it. Tohara min hamidras, avol tmei maga midras. Okay, so this is a whole new yisur. This is the yisur of we have this in the Gemara. Okay, this is a complicated yisur that it goes at one madrega. A mita, when it starts out originally, is an avatoma. A midras is an avatoma. If the midras breaks, so the tumah departs. It goes away, dissipates.
Midras is somebody who
sits down. Someone who's tummy zav or nido or yoledes, who's an aven, sits down on a chair or a bed.
Does it break?
So when before it breaks, when the nido, the zav sits down on a chair or bed, it becomes an avatama.
Before it
breaks.
A nido?
No. Right now we have a real nido, a real zav, a real yoledes, who sits down on a bed or chair. No. What is the status of the bed on the chair? It's an av hatoma. Simple truth. Now the bed completely breaks, completely is destroyed. It breaks. So what status
the bed?
That is tar. It's broken. If both bars break, you have a mita. If this breaks and this breaks, you see, it's showing you it's tar. Now I repair it. So when I repair it, does that mean that the tum is reinstated? That it's once again going to be an av hatoma? So the answer is no. If it breaks and it's repaired, it becomes a reshain. It becomes, if it breaks and you repair it, the original tumah is not reinstated, but one notch lower is reinstated. So whereas before it was an avat tumah, now it's only going to be a reshain tumah. You got that?
No, what was the second kit? You told me if it breaks, it loses its status.
It's tar. Yeah. Now I bring in the repairman. The repairman comes and puts it back together. Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah.
So the question is, what status does the bed have? Is the bed, is the tumor reinstated? Remember we don't the first Mishnah?
Yes.
There's the Mishnah. In there. Klei matocha is... Shutayim, Mukablay, Mktamem, Nishbiru, Toheru, chazar ba'asim him kelim. If you fix it, chazru l'tumaso hayishana. The old timer comes back. No, it's wood. But we're still saying that since it's not, it's only nishbar, breaks, doesn't become, that's the chiddush. The tumor comes back. But when the tumor,
we also said by wood also, we said later on, the rabbanim, we say,
the tumor comes back. So when it comes back, it only comes back to the degree of an avatum, to a rishon, does not come back to the degree of an avatum. That's what it says. Mita, shahi satme midras, nishbara, arucha, vitikna, tme midras, nishbara, shni, vitikna. The second arucha breaks, vitikna. To hoyra min hamidras, the original tum of avatum is tar, avol tumea maga midras, but it's going to be a rishon l'tuma. Okay, a maga midras. Good. Let's look at the Rav. You look a little.
I'm taking this medicine.
Oh.
I can't focus. Tell him. Crazy.
Let's see what it says over here in the Rav. The Rav says, Nachmal, v'tikna t'mei midras. You have v'tikna. You masaknim t'mei midras. I dine on midras v'tumasa. If one leg breaks, it's still tummy. Why is the tummy came in the kaimashu? Because the second one, the shmiya, the second arucha is still in position. If exactly the way the bed looks now, it's still tummy. Right? Before v'tikna. That's what the Rav is. V'tikna means
midras v'tumasa, because you got one leg still there.
Right.
The kaimashniya.
The second one is still there. Now, let's say the second one breaks. The second one breaks. Then tahara min amidras. So now when the second one breaks, it's tahara min amidras. What does it mean?
Where's the second one? Which one here?
Nishbara with the Mishnah.
But you're breaking it, no?
Nishbara, shniya, v'tikna, and you're fixing it.
You fixed it. So
now, v'tikna does not mean, look what it says in Oishas. Oishas, v'tikna. Lav dafka v'tikna. Ela agav reisha nokta toisefes. It doesn't mean
what ratio?
What?
This is the ratio.
No, the first ratio is mita, midrash, nishra, barucha,
v'tikna.
V'tikna.
What's going on?
V'tikna. Right. No. So v'tikna, according to the Rav, means look at the Rav. V'tikna. Adai in a mezuzah tamar came in the kaima shmiya. Okay, fine. You fix it. Fine. The mita shahisa tme midrash nishra barucha v'tikna.
The first one and the second one.
V'tikna means you fixed. I think what the Mishnah means, originally both of them broke, and you fixed one of them. I think that's Haiflum Shah in the Mishnah. Mita breaks entirely, and you fix one, but you did not fix the other one. Okay, that's how we're going to learn. Okay, that's how we're going to learn. Got it? Look at the caption. The caption says, Nishbara Raka Kara Rucha. Aval kiraim kulam shlemos u'mechoboros kevin shakein bilin tanakama bilin rabbi nechemya adayin tsuras hamita emedes v'arei zog t'meh v'afilu koydim shetikna.
It's not
mashmir, is it? But it says koydim shetikna. What is koydim shetikna?
Nishma rak akayra. Arucha.
The long one. One of them. Aval kiraim the legs, the four legs, shlemos u'mechoboros kevin shakein bilin tanakama bilin rabbi nechemya. But one leg is missing. Don't you see a leg is missing? An arucha is missing.
Yes.
What then does it mean in the Mishnah v'tikna? It says in the Mishnah v'tikna.
V'tikna, then he fixed it. No, he fixed it.
No, he didn't fix it. That's exactly what the point of here is, that if one of them breaks, it's okay. V'tikna means you fixed the other one. That's how one of them shot in the Mishnah.
But he didn't say that here. He didn't say that both of them.
What's the final result?
He didn't say that both of them are broke. Nishba raka koira. Raka koira.
So what does the tikna mean? What then does the tikna mean? What then does the tikna mean? Let's leave this as a question. I don't know what it means then. Because the bottom line is, Mito shachaisa tmeh midras, v'nishba arucha, one of the legs broke, the tikna, and you fixed it.
Yeah.
So what are we left with now? So tikna means even before. It's an avatam. It's a nishra shniya, the second one breaks.
This is going on the second one.
The second one, fine. Nishra shniya, let's say the second one breaks. Fine.
It's not supposed to say tikna, only saying tikna now because it said it in the ratio.
Fine, so you didn't fix it. Fine. You didn't fix it. So to hoyra min hamidras, it's no longer
talking. So what's the case of nishra shniya?
The second leg breaks.
And he didn't fix it.
And he didn't fix it. fix it.
So if both of them are broke, so it's tired because you've got no bed.
No, so he's saying that it's only tar from, it's only, no, it's not totally broken because you can use it to sit down on. You have four chairs. One, yeah. Two, three, four.
No, both of them are broken in this case.
Yeah, they're broken, but you
both
can still block. But the legs, you can still use the legs.
You mean you can sit on this?
Yeah, we learned that before. The legs are very wide. It can support the weight of a person. It's like a chair. It's like a chair. It's like one of these
so
chairs.
How is it tayre?
What? It's tara min hamidras. That's what it says. Tara min hamidras. Avul tamei maga midras. It's tara min hamidras. It's tar from the avatoma.
So what? Why? I'm still asking a question.
It's the hiram.
Learned that the midras goes away when the bed is broken.
The chiddush is what status of tumah is midras? Av hatumah.
Right.
What is a maga tummy? What is that?
I have no idea.
A rishon lutumah. Rishon lutumah.
Maga
means to touch. Maga midras.
Tumah maga. Amadu midras.
Maga midras.
It's a three thing. Tameya Maga Midras.
It's Tameya Maga Midras.
That's an Av?
Rishon.
Rishon.
If you have a Midras and someone touches it, what status does the person have?
If you have a Midras?
Let's say here's a chair.
Yeah.
Let's say a Zav sits down on the chair.
Av.
It's Av. Let's say I now come along and I touch it. What do I become?
Av. Rishon.
A Rishon. I'm called the Maga Midras. Here's the Midras.
You're touching it.
I'm touching it. What do I become? A Rishon. The Zav is an Av. The Zav sits down on the chair. What's chair?
The Zav sits down, it's an Av.
Av, the same status. Let's say a mace walks in and sits down on the chair. What status does the chair have?
Probably.
Ah, there's no din of midras by a mace. The stretcher of the mace is a din aviavos. I think there could be a shita. There's such thing. The stretcher of the mace is miyuchid. Okay, but let's look. We're not discussing now. You know, it's like a story. Like they have a thief for yard site. You know the story. Mitzvah Shabbos. A guy walks up to the oven and says, "I'm a chiv. I have yard site for neshama yisera." So the other guy walks and says, "Sorry, buddy. I'm teicha shleish maif kadima. Get lost." I'm telling Hashana, you be Chodesh. Get lost. Get out of the batter's box. I'm davening. So then another guy says, "Sorry, buddy. I'm telling Shleisha. Get out of the batter's box. I'm davening." Next guy walks and says, "I'm telling Shiva. I don't have need at home. The rabbi told me to come to shul. I'm not available. I'm doing Shiva, so I'm davening. So get lost, buddy." Then walks in the mace, and the mace. No. Then walks in the guy and says, "I have yard side, Baba Yom. Have you heard about Yom? So I have Kadima. Even I don't know, that's not so posh. He tells the guy in Shiva, get out of here. I have your sight. So have you heard about Yom? Then walks in the dead. And he says, I'm the mace. Echalein. I'm the mace. I am the mace. I have Kadima.
So what are you supposed to get out of this story? I don't get it.
Is that the mace? Okay. So the point over here is, we have here a chair. The chair is an avatoma. If a zav sits down on the chair is an avatoma. Let's say I come along and I touch the chair. What do I become? Dvar Meshutim, wake up.
I mean, Arishan.
Arishan. Now, let's say a person is tummy, an avatoma, touches the chair. What status the chair become?
An av touches the chair?
Touches it, yeah.
Chair becomes a sheni,
Arisha. So here's the story. I have a chair. A zav sits down on the chair.
Yeah.
So what's the chair now?
Enough.
The chair breaks.
Yeah.
Both of the aruchos, everything breaks. And I repair it.
Comes back.
The tumma comes back. But does it come back to the same status as an avatama?
No,
it comes back to one madrega less. For my nafkamina, if I touch the chair, that's a rishon. Do I become tamei? Can a human being become tamei by touching
from a rishon? No.
So that's the chiddush.
Only
oichlam,
right?
Only oichlam. Gevaldik. So that's what the mishnah here says: nishra shniya v'tikna tarmin amidras. If the second leg breaks, tarmin v'tikna, you fix it. Tarmin hamidras. It's the Hoira min hamidras, Aval Tameya Maga Midras. It's Tahar min ha-midras, but it's Tameya maga midras. So it is one madrega. It's Tameya midras, but it's Tameya maga midras. But so it comes back with, as a status, as if it touched the midras, which means what is it? What's a maga midras? What's so hard?
I'm telling you, I'm not focused.
What's a maga midras? A maga midras.
Oh,
something that touches the midras is?
Is a
rishon. So, atumeya maga midras. Okay, let's look at the Rav. The Rav over here says, tar min midras. The Rav over here, second Rav. Tahira, the tikna, tahira min midras. Af al gav din iskina, even though you were misakin it. We shine the first one. Kaidim shnish v'ashniya. I was saying a chiddush. Even though they both broke, you fix the first one before you fix the second one. We call makam tohira. The ponim chadasha is ba'ul l'kan. Ask the amazing chiddush. Ponim chadasha l'kan. Shla'acha sheyard la tuma midras. After the tuma midras, sheyard la tuma midras. The schach the ponim halalu be'ain zohar yishayinu yachas shakvan iskalkel ba kidei bitula. Aval tamei maga midras mishum darucha rishoyna kishen nishbara v'tikna, because the arucha rishoyna kishen nishbara v'tikna, when the first one darucha rishoyna kishen nishbara, when it broke v'tikna, shehevi arucha cheres tachas ashura v'chibur l'mita nitmes maga midras shenaga b'mita hatmeya midras p'nishru shniya. The parchim minei tumas midras ishtar ba tumah maga the kol amita mukhberes the rishayna sheniskina. So one more time, those words mishum darucha rishayna kishenishbara v'tikna shehi darucha cheres tachas hashvura v'chibul amita nitmes maga midras. When you replaced it, it became a maga midras. Shenaga b'mita hatmei midras pri nishva shnei the parchim minei tumas midras ishtar ba tumah maga. Remains Tumas Maga. The Kol Amita Mechaberes L'Rishayna Shneskna. Look at the picture. Okay, a long caption here to explain what's going on over here. Nishbara Shania. Okay, Nishbara Shania. You see over here? Look at this picture. In this picture, we have over here a dark leg and a light leg.
Right.
So let's see what happens over here. Hamita Hayishana Tanea Midras Kishahaisa. Okay. The block is the new piece. Remember this piece? We have the bed.
Yeah.
This thing broke.
Okay.
It's starving. Gone.
Now we repaired it.
It's in the Gan Eden for beds.
Now it came back.
So this remaining piece, what status does this have?
One, two, three, four.
It maintained its original tumah, which is tumas
midras.
Now we're going to fix it. We're going to insert this little shtickel piece over here.
Correct.
This little piece that we insert over here really, really is only a rishon l'tumah.
Because it's touching
the original midras. The original midras was an avatumah.
Yeah.
This is a new fellow.
Correct.
He's a new guy. He's a rookie. He's a new guy on the team. So since the new guy on the team, he never really had the zchus of the mesira of being stepped upon as an avatumah. The zav only sat down on this bed. Here's the original bed. Hey, look at this. One, two. This one was the last problem because it's cut. But this was the original bed. This is an avatumah. Now one of the pieces is gone. Now when I insert a new piece, this new piece is not from the original. He's not from the good old days. Joe DiMaggio. He's not a Joe DiMaggio guy. He's a new guy. So really, he's only a rishon l'tumah because he's touching an avatumah.
Correct.
Now the other fellow goes to the Gan Eden for the Benitas. He also goes to a better place. And now we're going to put in another little piece. Another piece. Another black piece. So now, it's Panim Chadosha Espo'olukan. I don't have the original pieces. The original players are all gone. This guy's gone. Now we're going to have two black pieces. This is Nishtazel Bazach. So it's no longer can you say that this thing maintained its original tumah. It's just going to maintain from the second dar. This tumah was going to be a rishon l'tumah. Look at the caps. Caps over here shows. Hamita hayishana tmeh kmidras kishachayis like it was. Okay, original Tumah. Kaira chadasha shechiba lamita. A new beam put to the mitzvah. This new beam becomes a rishayim. Next picture on the left side. Hakara chadasha tmeya maga midras. The black one is only a maga midras because it's making contact with the old bed, right? The agaba tmeya kolamita maga midras.
560 this side. This is where both was broken. What's the status of this and what's the status of this?
Exactly what it says. Look, 560 is the same as 559 plus a new piece.
Okay, cool.
So everything here is a midras.
Right.
And this then becomes a maga midras.
Right.
So read the caption. And then this guy breaks.
Right.
And now we're going to put in there another piece of wood. We're going to put in another black piece.
And what's the status going to be?
So the status is, when the whole thing is put back together, it's only going to be a reshoin latoma.
Both of these guys.
Right, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Look at what it says over here.
These guys here.
Also, they take on the status of the aruchas. The ikar is the aruchas. The ikar is the aruchas. The aruchas hamita. Hakoyra hachadasha tmeya maga midras. The new beam is tmeya maga midras. The agaba tmeya kolamita maga midras. And because of that, the whole bed is going to have the status as a rishon latoma. The old pieces of the bed become tahar when it breaks. Okay, now let's see over here on the bottom. So first of all, he's saying as follows. Even though technically this piece of wood is only a rishon latoma, we're going to treat it temporarily as an avatoma. Why? You paying attention?
Trying.
Because it's tofel to the rest of the bed. The rest of the bed, yeah. this, are an avatoma.
Correct.
So, being that this is an avatoma, when we add this new little fellow here, this little fellow really cannot be an avatoma. Because it's a newcomer. It's new on the scene.
So it can't be an avatoma.
But it's going to become at least a rishon latoma.
Good.
Why? Because it's touching.
Tamag.
It's touching everything else.
Yeah.
Now, let's say someone touches this. So technically, you're going to tell me that since this is only rishon latoma, the person who touches is going to be tar.
Correct.
Because this is all a rishon, and a rishon can't be a tamei person. No. Since the majority of the bed is an avatoma,
If it becomes tafel, it should become like the rest.
It does. It becomes, but here's the chiddush of the mishnah. This is a very delicate point. This is a very big chiddush. It becomes an av hatuma only superficially. Right now, if you touch it, you become tamei. But l'mayin afkamin. The afkamin is if the other fellow disappears. If this guy goes,
then everything takes on status.
Then now, since this only really is a
fake one,
and we were maintaining it as an avatam because it was tuffle to everything else.
Yeah.
But now,
both of them are gone.
So this now becomes what it really deserves to be,
which is
a rishon latoma. I give you a very famous example. Do you have a piece of paper on you by any chance?
I do have paper, but I don't have one around. Sorry.
All right, then I can't give you the example. Okay, this is called Ponim Chadosha Spolakan.
Oh, no. I have my part.
There's a famous sugi, and you know that in Tillin, let's say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Can I?
Okay, it's a bit of a, yeah, it's a state, it's a banking again. Yeah.
Forget it then, we'll do it another time.
Okay. Could you tell me it outside?
Let's say you're in the Sefer Torah in Tefillin. Are you allowed to race in the letter in Tefillin, mezuzos?
Of course not.
Of course, a Shleika Sidron.
Yeah.
Right? Let's say you have a letter Chaf.
Yeah.
And the letter Chaf is there's a space between the chaf and the next letter. It's a blind space. Are you allowed to extend it? Yes, because you're not. Let's say you extend it a little bit, and then you erase the back. You keep on extending it, and then you keep on erasing from the other side. Or any letter, you do like that. I push the way I was. This letter really belongs over here, but how am I going to get it there? So you do a little bit at a time. I extend it a little bit, and I erase it a little bit over here. I move it this way, it still looks like John. But when the day is over, you've taken this letter, and you move from here all the way to over here. But at every moment in time, it was always a kosher letter. So I never really wrote a new letter. So according to many Paiskim, Tefillah is possible. Because it's Panim Chadosh Espo Lekan. You've outsmarted yourself. That's right. Technically speaking, every single step of the way, you never wrote a letter. But since in the big picture of things, this is something which is brand new, and Mela, it's possible. Same thing over here. At every single moment in time, we always had three legs. When you have three legs, it has the tsura of a mita, and the tumah does not depart. This is an av hatumah. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Remember, there are 8 parts to the bed. 8 parts. 8 parts. 4 legs. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 4 beams. The 2 aruchas and the 2 katsaras. If I have 7 of the 8, it's a tumas medras. At every single moment in time, we always had 7 pieces. Look, here there are 7 pieces, here there are 7, here are the 8 pieces, and here there's also 7 pieces. So according to the rules of Tumas Midras, if a bed was Tumay Tumas Midras, the only way we can remove the Tumas Midras is we go down from 7 to 6. A bed has 8 pieces. Think of it in terms of numbers, as 8 pieces. The only way we can remove the Tumas Midras, we go down from 8 to 6. But if we go from 8 to 7, we don't lose the Tumas Midras. Did at any point in time, did we go from 8 to 6 in these examples? No. Here is 7, here is 8, here is 7. We never passed the threshold.
Correct.
But even though we never passed the threshold, 2 of the pieces are new pieces. This piece is new,
beautiful.
And this piece is new. That's called Ponim Chadoshos Bo Lekan. The Mela, the Tumas Midras departs.
Correct.
And what Tumah do we have?
We have Av. I mean, Rishain.
Okay, look, now that's what it says in the picture. Okay, next paragraph in the caption. B'naisat Lekach. In addition to this beam being temporarily Tumas Nava Tumah, B'naisat Lekach Yesh B'korizu Din Tumah Maga. Maga Midras. Has the status of Maga Midras. Touching a midrash, since v'hi naga b'mita hatmei midrash, it touched a mita, v'hi naga, it touched a bed, naga b'mita, it touched a mita, hatmei midrash, it touched a bed, that's tmei midrash, v'yesh ladin kol keli l'kabel tamah, mishum shehi mechuberes l'mita. So even though this thing does not have a din of an avatumah, it's going to have a din of a rishon tumah. Now, kishenishbra kakarashniya. Next paragraph, when the second karashniya, the second one breaks out, even though sheshenit haru achel kamidesh ayishanim, harehem mechubam lekoira hachadasha. They're still attached to the new koira hachadasha, which is mitametame maga midras. Viafi mitametame magam kimoya koira bibnesha mita kula gufech, it's one guf. And even before you attach lachem karen osefes samita to me a maga midras, lefi sheyesh tzura samita tais yamtef chalke hamita yishanim toharim kedin shibrei kelim v'yaf al pi shehem shimshu kikli chalke hamita yishanim toharim kedin shibrei kelim v'yaf al pi shehem shimshu kikli b'retzef kol hazman. See those words? These are the sadistic words. Ponim chadash b'olakan. Kishamita tmei midras harehi tmitam kelim loichlam kedin avatuma. Shamita tmei maga midras harehi rishon l'tuma ve'ena mitam elo oichlam mashkim. Okay? Yeah. That's the key words. Panim chadoshos bohu lekan. This is a halachic principle that is applied in many different situations. Panim chadoshos bohu lekan.
But Shev Brachas is also an Indian.
What's Shev Brachas? Weiter.
Weiter. This is the real meat. We're getting to the meat of the.
Okay, so let's see over here. Nachmal Avol. Let's read these Hebrew words. Let's see what the words. The words of now that we know the words of the Rav. Okay, the words of the Rav. Avol. Tanea maga midras mishum the arucha rishayna the first arucha rishayna kishenishbira v'tikna when it broke and you repaired it. Shehevi arucha cheres tachas hashu. You brought a new one, a black one. The chibulamita nitmes maga midras. This now has the status of a
maga,
which is a rishon. But we're going to temporarily view it as being an avatoma,
right,
because it's tofel to the rest of the bed. Shrei naga, because it's touching the mita hamita. Shrei naga b'mita hatmeya midras. It's touching the mita, which is Tamea Tomas Midras. And now when the second one breaks,
whoa,
so now the original Av HaTuma departs, the Parach Minei Tomas Midras, Ishtaiba Tomas Maga. What am I left with? Tomas Maga. The Kol HaMita Mechuberes, the Rishayna Shaniskano. The entire Mita is Mechuberes, the Rishayna Shaniskano. Kevayt in the Mishnah, the Tzinsh of the Mishnah. What happens if you go down from 8 to 6? Let's say this breaks, and this breaks. And now I want to repair it, it's Tor Lagamri. Tahira, look at the next words of the Rav. The cave, and since the Nishbu Shtei Haruchai, Su Loi Chazi, Vodami Lehecha, the Nispark of Akula Kayames, the Hossam Seifa Lachser Perukecha, there it's meant to return the pieces, Ulachabra. So then you don't have Panim Chadosh, then it's more than just Panim Chadosh Bolukan, then it's Chadosh. It's not just on Panim Chadosh. Panim Chadosh means that some of the original, you never passed the threshold. Here it's 100% Tor Lagami. So basically, I think the numbers is a very good way to look at it. Look at it as a number game. There are 8 parts to a bed. 8. Yeah? Are you with me? There are 8 parts to a bed. As long as you have more than 7, the original tumah departs. So look at this case. Ask a child, and a simple-minded person. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, and now one piece breaks. What's the rule? What's the halacha?
Still there.
It's still there. 7. So is it tumas midras? Yes. I ate a new piece. Now, even better, I've gone from 7 to 8. Certainly, we're going to maintain the status quo of Tumas Midras. Now, another piece breaks on the other side. So, I haven't broken the rules. I've gone down from 8 to 7. Have I broken the rules?
Absolutely
not. I'm down to 7. So, does the original Tumas remain?
Sure.
Yes. But the halach is no. It does not remain. Why does it not remain? This is called Panim Chadosh. It's because since the big picture of things, now you don't have any more from the original parts. 8. You only have from the original 6. Because this has been replaced and that has been replaced.
Correct.
So it's no longer called the original product. It's no longer called the original product, so therefore the original tumah departs. But because you never went below the threshold, any one moment in time, it's not going to become tar legamri. It's going to be at least one notch lower as a rishon latumah. But if you were to go down below the threshold, you would go down to 6,
right,
to 6, and then you were to repair it, then what is the halacha? Then it is 100% tahor. The tumah leaves entirely. Not only is there no ava tumah, there is no risha in the tumah. That's the whole Mishnah in a nutshell. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Okay, that's the whole Mishnah. It's very poshut. Why do you say it's the meat?
It's
easy as pie. It's easy as pie.
No.
Let's see what it says here.
Yeah.
Mita shachayisa tmei midras, a mita shachayisa tmei midras, nishbara shniya v'tikna. The shniya broke.
Right.
The shniya broke. It broke.
Broke.
It broke v'tikna.
And you fixed it.
V'tikna. What's the law?
You took it out.
V'tikna. I skipped along. Sorry. Mita shayisa tmei midras and tmei midras nishra arucha v'tikna. It broke. Tmei midras.
And you fixed it.
You fixed it. Tmei midras.
Of course. No problem.
Here, picture 560. The Gan Tzach is an avatuma. You've gone from 8 to 7. What's the halacha when you go from 8 to 7? Maintain the status quo. Nothing has changed. Keep on doing what you're doing. Next. Let's say, oh, it's like the yeshiva, Parim Chadosh Be'olakan.
Let's break both.
Look, all the wood is not the same wood from the original building.
That's it.
Look at all this molding, all these things, Parim Chadoshes. There's more new than old now. Parim Chadosh Be'olakan. Okay, Nishbara Shania V'nisvi Tikna. Let's say...
Tikna out here, no?
What? What Tikna?
Tikna's taken out. Do you remember what he said over here?
Just, no!
Was it a ratio, he said?
Nishbara, okay... Okay, it's the same idea, but let's say even the tikna, let's rush near the tikna, let's just, the second one broke,
yeah.
The tikna, let's, it's lav da, it doesn't have to be tikna, but even if it's tikna. Tohar min amidras. So now, that's, we have panim chadashais,
right.
This is not the original, this is not the original,
right.
It's panim chadashais.
Correct.
It's tohar min amidras, but aval tmea maga midras.
Correct.
It's going to be in rishon l'tumah.
Right.
Let's say, lo hispik, l'sakein, so rishon ad shnishbra shenia. Both of them broke together.
Yeah.
And all I have now from the original meat is only 6 of the 8.
Right.
Then to Hoira.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah.
If I only have 6 of the original 8, both of the Aruchos broke. And I never repaired it.
Yeah.
So then to Hoira. Then the meat is 100% Hoira. Okay. So we're up to Mishnah Zayin. We're up to Mishnah Zayin.
You said,
yes.
Say again.